This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News, I'm Lance Pry. Russia on Wednesday announced an ambitious plan to strengthen its military from 1 million to 1.5 million and create new multiple units. Russia's military chief cited NATO's plans to incorporate Finland and Sweden as a factor for the buildup. The Kremlin previously considered the size of its military as sufficient, but things changed after hopes for a quick victory when invading Ukraine were shattered by fierce Ukrainian resistance. President Zelensky goes to Washington. Ukrainian leader spoke to Congress Wednesday evening.
Not just to stand in such fight, but to get to the turning point to win on the battlefield. We have artillery. Yes. Thank you. We have it. Is it enough? Honestly, not really.
At this hour, Title 42 remains in effect and one of the last tools to prevent an invasion of migrants entering the United States illegally. Some estimates have it at roughly 15,000 per day if Title 42 was to go away. That's on top of the 3 million plus that have been released into America under the Biden administration. These folks need food, shelter, clothing, and health care, and are all being paid for by the American people. Two of Sam Bankman-Fried's top associates secretly pleaded guilty to criminal charges in the collapse of FTX and are cooperating with investigators. The digital coin entrepreneur and number two financial donor to the Democrat Party will be flown in FBI custody to the United States from the Bahamas. He is expected to appear in a federal court in New York City today. A new study published in the journal Nature Communications has revealed that Brilliant Red 40 food dye can increase the risk of inflammatory bowel disease, which affects some 3 million Americans. This is USA News.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is the perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
A wrongly convicted Philadelphia man who spent nearly 30 years in prison before he was released last year was gunned down and murdered at a funeral on Wednesday. No arrests were immediately made after 62-year-old Christopher Williams was killed at Mount Peace Cemetery in North Philadelphia. Take extra patience during holiday travel this week. Heavy snow, ice, and powerful wind gusts are affecting roughly 150 million Americans. Prepare for sub-zero temperatures as far south as the Gulf Coast in this crippling Arctic blast. The Biden administration said Wednesday it will release doses of prescription flu medicine from the Strategic National Stockpile to states as flu-sickened patients continue to increase at hospitals and doctors' offices around the country. President Zelensky is calling out invading Russia as the loser.
Zelensky told a joint meeting of Congress, in nearly a year of fighting, Russia is definitely the loser.
The Russian tyranny has lost control over us.
The Ukrainian president thanked the American president, Congress, and ordinary Americans for support that has gone well beyond just arms. And he says Ukraine will never surrender.
We stand, we fight, and we will win because we are united. Ukraine, America, and the entire free world.
I'm Richard Johnson.
I'm Lance Pry, USA News.
Nobody wants to get ripped off, broken into, or robbed, but nobody wants to pay a lot of money to have their home protected either.
I've got an offer to tell you about to provide home security for your home for less than a dollar a day. For real, with no installation or equipment charges. And this is from a company rated number one by a leading consumer research company. According to the facts, most of you won't even call unless there's a burglary in your neighborhood or something bad happened. So let's give you a reason. Save money. For less than a dollar a day with no other costs, you can get your home secured. Plus, get a lifetime equipment replacement warranty. You need protection for your home. Call the Home Security Hotline right now.
800-755-7921. 800-755-7921. 800-755-7921. That's 800-755-7921.
Getting America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
Six minutes after the top of the hour, Bill Martinez with you. Great to have you along with us, sharing a part of your day. For more info on the show, check out BillMartinezShow.com. Happy Thanksgiving to you, and happy Thanksgiving to Dr. Alveda King. She is the chairman of the Center for the American Dream at America First Policy Institute, and she is the evangelist and founder of Speak for Life. Alveda, always good to have you with us. Happy Thanksgiving to you.
Thank you, Bill, and to all your listeners and your social media viewers. Hi, everyone. Happy Thanksgiving.
You know, you think about what other nation in the world today pauses for a day of Thanksgiving and gratitude for our God, our family, our friends, our country, and our leaders, Dr. King?
Bill, Thanksgiving, as we know it, is a unique American holiday. And it's celebrated in so many ways. Our country, which is also known as the melting pot of the world, and that's appropriate as well. My uncle, Reverend Dr. Martin Luther King Jr., put it this way. We may have come over on different ships, but we're all in the same boat now. Mm. So here we are in 2022.
Amen.
With all the hurts and the pains, and some people have had very deep losses, even during very recently, from COVID or other things that are happening. However, Bill, I want to remind you and everyone, I'm reminding myself, the words of my grandfather, Martin Luther King Sr., thank God for what we have left.
Amen. Yeah. Yeah, God's mercies are new every morning, Alveda. And, and this is a God that loves us so much.
Yes.
And it's hard to get our brain around to when you think about it, that he loves us so much that he sent his son to pay the price that we would be eternally secure. I mean,
yes.
You know, just thinking on that, you know, just brings tears to my eyes. I got to tell you.
At our church, I'm at the Leaders Bible Christian Church, been there since 1987. Pastor McNair Sr. and his wife Anna passed away, and now his son is the leader. And every year about this time, he says, okay, it's time to do that list. 50 things that you are thankful for, people, places, and things. And Bill, I'm glad for you and that you're on the airway and you're encouraging and bringing truth to people. So I'm going to put you on my list, my thankful list.
Wow! I'll say that's the blessing. You always bless me, Alveda, and you know from day one. I mean, what our friendship? I think we've been joined at the hip for at least 10 years anyway, and I just am always, and our audience is always encouraged because of the spirit that you bring to conversation. As you say right now, it is tough.
It's not that this country is divided as it is, but what unites us, as you say, it's the one blood. It's the fact that we're made in the image of God, that we serve an almighty God, that we serve. And you can. You may say, hey, today I'm not serving God. Well, guess what? He says, come, I love you. You can come and serve me, and you can feast at the banquet table, a true Thanksgiving banquet table that is beyond everything that you could experience on this plane, right?
Now, there are so many beautiful songs, Bill, about come just as you are, just as I am, to thee, O Lamb of God, I come. So we come just like we are. We cannot clean ourselves up. We can't fix ourselves to make God love us or want us. He already does. Jesus Christ has been born, lived and ministered in the earth, died on the cross at Calvary, went to hell and defeated Satan, rose again, and he's our high priest. All that is done. But the beautiful thing is, when we come just as we are, we don't stay that way. Because Christ comes into our heart, Holy Spirit becomes our comforter and guide, God is our Father. So we are constantly transformed into that new creature, that new creation. So we can come just as we are with the expectation that we will grow into that beautiful person that God desires us to be. That's a promise, and it does happen.
You know, and I want our audience to really get their heart around what you just shared. You know, for some people that may be hearing this for the first time, or you may just say, Bill, Alveda, you know, I've heard this before, but I've never quite been able to realize it. The reason that Dr. King and I so passionately agree, because we have realized firsthand in our own lives this transformation that you're talking about. And it is available by coming just as you are, where you are, and right now, it could be that appointed time. You know, Dr. King, you and I have talked about this before, is that appointed time that God ordains.
It's the transformation of the inner man. It's called the hidden man of the heart. And so, ladies, if you're listening, or little children, oh, they're just talking about the men, the man. No, the human, H-U-M-A-N, every woman, every man, every child. And that hidden man that is being born in Christ and growing in Christ, that is our goal. And it's just so absolutely real, possible, beautiful. And now that we're dealing with Thanksgiving and then Christmas is coming and the new year, and you think about, as I say, Bill is now on my list of things and people, places, and things I'm thankful for. I'll say friends. But sometimes I'll call out a name of a saint. So right now, if someone's listening and you feel alone, you feel hopeless, you've lost everything, the things that are most precious to you, whether that be a loved one, a money, or a home, or your health, there's so many things that we can lose. However, you are still loved. You are still here. God loves you. And I can really say genuinely, and Bill can too, if you're listening to us, we love you because Jesus loves us. That is absolutely true. It's real. Somebody would say you can take that to the bank.
You know, Alveda, you're spot on. I mean, yes, you can take that to the bank, because we serve a God who is loving and merciful, whose mercies are new every morning. He's the same yesterday, today, and forever, isn't he?
He actually is. And there again, I keep thinking about those who are a little down, or very down, and some horrible things do happen. However, in the midst of that, the glory of God is still with us. So I can only encourage you. I've got some things now, some people who've lost loved ones, and just different things that are going on. We're preparing for the holidays, Thanksgiving, Christmas, New Year, during this season. I do have a new show out from Alveda King's house. It's the last show of this season. We do six every season, and that's on Fox News.
Uh-huh.
And we kind of talked about healing on this particular one. It'll be out during all of December. Just healing, touching.
Mm-hmm.
And we talked very honestly about some hurts and pains and things like that. But during this time, just hold on. And God, just try to remember, you are love. You are love. You are love.
Exactly.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now, and as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
If you're like most Americans, you can see things are out of control. Global problems have local consequences, too many of them. And if the next news headline spins us into chaos, you'd better be ready. Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Today's the day to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. As we all know, calories equals energy equals survival. And as you'd expect from a true preparedness company, our food kits are in stock and ship quickly. Those who know what's coming are preparing today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-628-7226. 800-628-7226. 800-628-7226. That's 800-628-7226.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control of your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problem now by calling the experts at U.S. Tax Shield and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau, so call now. 800-536-4436. That's 800-536-4436. U.S. Tax Shield. 800-536-4436.
Back with you, Bill Martinez here. We're talking with Dr. Alveda King on this special Thanksgiving presentation. Alveda, as you were just sharing that, you know, there is a lot of pain here in River City, but the healer is also around and abounding. and that we're hearing constantly of miracles, things of the impossible. People say, are saying to me, Alveda, Bill, this is impossible. The only way this could have happened is because of God. It's like, you know, the best Christmas gift, the best gift that I could ever have. And they just feel so much weight taken off their shoulders, taken off their chest. They tell me, you know, Bill, I can breathe again. You know, and this is the healing God who wants us to flourish and live an abundant life and to realize the full benefit of the relationship that he offers us, right?
Bill, it's amazing how much a word that is kind, the human touch, the just being around someone with an encouraging word, all of that does help. Sometimes people look at me, well, your prayers don't work. It's not working. And then I just stop, touch their hand, or maybe take their face in my hand, depending on how well I know them, or just a genuine smile and say, you're here, I'm here. It's back to Daddy King. Thank God for what we have left. My grandfather would say that in the midst of the most tremendous pain that anybody could bear.
Yes.
Physical pain, loss of his wife and his son, so many things. And yet we continue to just love and believe. Faith, hope, and love. This is a season for that.
Yes.
So I really want to encourage people, spending a whole lot of money, and the economy is kind of tight, and that's hard to do anyway. But all of those things, you know, just spend you, give you, share you.
Yes.
And let God keep refilling you, because the more we pour out, God pours back into us. And that's how that works.
Yeah. It's like God never, this is the thing, God never runs out. And some people kind of think that, but no, God is infinite. He never runs out, exactly just as you said, right?
Never runs out, never gives up. And my Christmas album, I'm sending it out again this season, Merry Christmas.
Oh, good.
Oh, Holy Night, and a couple of Merry Christmas songs, and an instrumental. So just sing songs during Thanksgiving, give thanks, and thank the Lord. Christmas, love each other. New Year, do what I'm doing. Repent and say, don't let me do again this next year what I did this year. I'm sorry, Lord. Make it better. Make me better. Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. Well, and that's what brings revival, is repentance. It starts with repentance. And I know I hear often, Alveda, people saying, I'm praying for revival. I said, well, we need to pray for repentance first. We need to come and realize and humble ourselves and appreciate that God is God. He's on the throne. He's fully in control. I can understand some people freaking out because the midterm elections didn't turn out the way they expected. But you know what? We don't serve a political party. We serve an almighty God. And as you were saying earlier, Alveda, it kind of reminds me of Danny Gokey's song that he says, you just haven't seen it yet. You know, that is, you know, our faith, right? Where, you know, faith is that which we hope for and we long for. And who puts that idea in us? That's the thing. I say, God, you gave me this idea, and you're, you know, calling me to hope and have faith for that. And I will, but I'm going to tell you, because, you know, just being honest and being real, is sometimes it's hard to hold on to hope, isn't it?
It can be hard to hold on to hope. But that's where, you know, that every cloud has a silver lining and all of that. People were saying we did not get a red wave.
Right.
Well, something good really did happen. And I'm not making fun of Nancy Pelosi, because I really do pray for her. I pray for everybody, for all of us, that we can have peaceful life. So it's no mean spirit. But now she's retired and she's going to sit down somewhere. And so that in itself is a victory. 200 school board seats went back to concerned parents who love their children. That is phenomenal. We've got some strong governors who were elected and some other seats that came back to us. So not worshiping politics, just mentioning that it was not a wash and it was not a loss.
Right.
But we learned a lesson, not a loss.
Exactly.
But we're not depending on politics. We are
Amen.
Still trusting and believing God.
Yeah, and look what happened even before the midterms. People are saying the reversal of Roe v. Wade, and I think that's a misapplication of the word. It wasn't a reversal; it was a return of that decision, the Dobbs decision, back to the states. It was an act. Go ahead.
To the states and the people of the United States, it came back to we the people, and had
yes.
We examine our hearts and our actions and our deeds. And I think that's just good. God is faithful.
It was a decision for life. And now here is the opportunity for churches to step up, you know, people to come alongside women who are in crisis, to offer them something than, hey, give me $500 and I'll take care of that problem. No, it's not a problem. It is a blessing. And we're willing to come alongside en masse. And this is what's happening. Abortion clinics are closing, Alveda, as you know, and you've reported yourself on. And guess what's rising up? Care centers, facilities that choose life, that want to come alongside these women in a crisis. And not only the women, but we've been, you know, reporting that they're helping men out as well, because you've got to help the entire family. So it is the mother, it's the child, the father. They all need help in this moment of crisis. And God bless them for choosing life.
Amen. And as we continue to do that, then we're going to find that people will begin to hear and listen and come back to God. I'm not going to repeat what the story was, but I heard a very shocking thing that happened a few days ago. And it was very terrible. Some friends did something terrible to a friend. And all of that was bad. And I was just restless and just my heart was broken. And I looked in the Bible and I prayed with some friends this morning. And I said that I'm going to do what I'm saying to everybody else. I'm going to tell you that my heart is broken. I ask you to speak into my heart and touch me, Lord, and mend it. And give me the sense to go out and do something good for others. So when we give to others and we pour into others, even our brokenness can be mended. We saw that with Christ. When he was at his lowest, he went out and healed people. That's what he did.
Alveda, I want to bless you with a prayer from a 15-year-old school kid in a public school in Minnesota. He says, now I sit me down in school where praying is against the rule, for this great nation under God finds mention of him very odd. If scripture now the class recites, it violates the Bill of Rights. And any time my head I bow becomes a federal matter now. Our hair can be purple, orange, or green. That's no offense. It's a freedom scene. The law is specific. The law is precise. Prayers spoken aloud are a serious vice. For praying in a public hall might offend someone with no faith at all. In silence alone, we must meditate. God's name is prohibited by the state. We're allowed to cuss and dress like freaks and pierce our noses, tongues, and cheeks. They've outlawed guns, but first the Bible. To quote the good book, makes me liable. We can't elect a pregnant senior queen and the unwed daddy our senior king. It's appropriate to teach right from wrong. We're taught that such judgments do not belong. We can get our condoms and birth control, study witchcraft, vampires, and totem poles, but the Ten Commandments are not allowed. No word of God must reach this crowd. It's scary here, I must confess, when chaos reigns. The school's a mess. So, Lord, this silent plea I make, should I be shot, my soul, please take. Amen.
Oh,
he got an A plus for that prayer, Alveda.
That's incredible, and he should. Thank you.
That's
a big prayer right there.
Yeah. Amen.
Our prayer in the name of Jesus. Yes.
Amen. Dr. Alveda King has been with us. Alveda, I just wish you the best for this season. You know, Thanksgiving is the condition. It is the first wade into God's love and mercy, and it opens us up to accept the baby Jesus who's just around the corner, coming soon and very soon, right?
Let the weak say, I am strong. Let the poor say, I am rich. Because of what the Lord has done for us, give thanks. I thank God for this show, Bill. I thank God for all your listeners and viewers. God bless you. Happy Thanksgiving. Merry Christmas. Happy New Year.
At Total Wine & More, save big on what you love this December with hundreds of deals. Get up to 35% off over 100 different wines, including Cabernet, Sparkling, Pinot Noir, and so much more. These savings are huge, and even better, they're on top of prices that are already the lowest in town. Deals this good don't last long, so visit Total Wine & More to find yours. Love what you find at the lowest price, only at Total Wine & More. Drink responsibly. B21.
Nobody wants to get ripped off, broken into, or robbed, but nobody wants to pay a lot of money to have their home protected either. So let's give you a reason. Save money. For less than a dollar a day with no other costs, you can get your home secured. Plus, get a lifetime equipment replacement warranty. You need protection for your home. Call the Home Security Hotline right now.
800-755-7921. 800-755-7921. That's 800-755-7921.
USA News Update. Russia on Wednesday announced an ambitious plan to strengthen its military from 1 million to 1.5 million and create multiple new units. Russia's military chief cited NATO's plans to incorporate Finland and Sweden as a factor in the buildup. President Zelensky goes to Washington. The Ukrainian leader spoke to Congress Wednesday evening.
Your money is not charity. It's an investment in the global security and democracy that we handle in the most responsible way.
At this hour, Title 42 remains in effect and one of the last tools to prevent an invasion of migrants entering the United States illegally. Some estimates have it at roughly 15,000 per day should Title 42 go away. That's on top of the 3 million plus that have been released into America under the Biden administration. Lance Pry, USA News.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Right here, right now, Phil Martinez.
Welcome to Bill Martinez Show. Good to have you with us here. And we're going to be talking about the number one highest crowdfunded project of all time, with over 19,000 people investing $10 million in season one, $12 million from over 125,000 people in season two, generating income for future seasons with viewers choose to pay it forward after viewing. Episodes have already been viewed over 200 million times, translated into 50 languages, and it's completely free to watch. And here with us right now to talk about it is Jesus and Mary Magdalene. I don't think I've ever done an intro where I could intro Jesus and Mary Magdalene. So I appreciate that Jonathan Rui and Elizabeth Tavish join us now. How are you guys doing?
We sound like a 90s band.
Jesus and Mary Magdalene. Yeah. Wasn't there Jesus and Mary Chain or something like that?
Yeah, that's right. I think so. You're taking me back just a bit. But hey, look, great to have both of you here. Jonathan, let me start with you. Jonathan, of course, known for playing the role of Jesus in this incredible Chosen series, and also known for his parts in Chicago Med and for Ballers as well. What has this been like for you, Jonathan, to be associated with this series?
I mean, for me, it's been an extraordinary experience. It's been a project where I've gotten to marry, if you will, my work life, my career, and my personal faith, my spirituality. So it's been it's just been a joy to do.
I bet your friends look at you a little bit different now.
Yes, most of them know how to give me a quick backhand when needed, but yeah, I'd say it's new for everyone, you know, this being this kind of notable in certain circles, especially like church circles, where a lot of my church friends, you know, they keep hearing about this song. They're like, but I know this guy. It's Jonathan. You know?
Yeah, but can he walk on water?
That's right. Not in real life. No.
Exactly. Well, Elizabeth, your background's been, you're an actress, a filmmaker. You play the role of Mary Magdalene. How did this come about for you?
This is a bit of a surprise for me because I had been working mostly commercial in Austin and was nearing the end of my patience for the whole industry of auditioning, getting rejected. And I couldn't pay rent. Like, I was like, I need to find a practical job. So I quit acting. I told my agent to stop submitting me, and he did anyway, thank God. And so it was a big surprise for me too. And it had been years since I had read a script this wonderful and a character for a female actress that was so complex and intriguing and challenging. And so I was really thrilled to be able to just audition for it in the first place. And then to book it has just been a complete dream. It's been like the role of a lifetime for me.
Well, it seems so fitting for both of you. I mean, Dallas and the team in, you know, deciding on you two. Wow, the way you've brought the characters to life and the dimensions that both of you have brought forward, you talk about the hand of God, that's clearly evident.
Yeah, I think we both felt as we started, from the beginning of the, you know, the first episode, we obviously only had a couple of scenes together, but I think it was clear, you know, in our being able to work with each other, just how profound and how well written and how dedicated everybody was to telling this story, and the level and quality of the detail being paid attention to.
Mm-hmm. Elizabeth, you know, Jonathan says so profound. I got to imagine during the process of doing this production, it's had a profound effect on everybody. I mean, you are acting out parts of the Bible, history, and that sort of thing. I got to imagine that really changes you from the inside out, doesn't it?
There were so many, there were so many instances, while we were filming that the scenes that seemed to directly apply to my own life or something I was going through in the moment or during that period of my life. Especially when I first booked it, I was coming out of a depression and booking it sort of pulled me out of it. And I found a lot of parallels between myself and the character. And so as they continue to write and develop this story for Mary, I found myself like with this sort of like uncanny, like, oh, I'm still struggling with this. I'm still trying, you know, and so I've been able to kind of work through some, of my own emotions through the character. And that's a real gift, that the writers have given me.
And Jonathan, I can tell for you, it's, you get a chance to be a little bit playful, and we get to see Jesus is as the man with a sense of humor. And, I love it. And I know it's you. I know Dallas is very proud of inculcating that into the character, but I can tell he's just kind of, you know, said, all right, go for it. Let it go.
Yeah, I've been working with Dallas now for over 7 years since we first met on a short film where I played Jesus for him for his church. And so we really, after doing a couple of the 3 years of short films together, I think he just got a sense of my sense of, you know, a sense of me and my sense of humor and conversely, and, you know, just trusted my instincts with anything that related to the levity of the character, because it's, you know, we're not used to seeing that. And so when you're writing a well-rounded character and a fully human character, as well as fully divine, in this case, I can only contribute to the humanity of my experiences of humanity towards as applicable towards the humanity of Christ. But humans laugh. Humans have a sense of humor. There's no, I mean, you know, I couldn't imagine trying to portray or write a character that is devoid of humor and fun and joy, especially a character like, you know, in this case, the person of Jesus Christ. So, there's trust that goes in there, and I'm grateful that he's trusted me to, you know, take control of my instincts where appropriate, where there's room to be able to do that.
I think people are going to be so pleased with it. It ends, the last episode is just an incredible finale to the season. We get to see so many different characters that we haven't seen throughout the rest of the season, and it's a very sort of lots of overwhelming emotions near the end. The music, the cinematography, everything is just beautiful. Everyone's performances, they're in for a real treat.
Well, and Jonathan, because this isn't, you know, we're not going to surprise anybody, because for those of us who have seen it and but have yet to go and check it out, because you can download the app, watch it absolutely free. This is an absolute blessing. I know that some people will say, but what happened to the Sermon on the Mount?
You'll just have to see more. You'll have to wait to watch for more of it. But there is the sermon. There's a good chunk of the sermon in the finale. So, like every other episode that Dallas shoots, I think with this story, it's not about, just directly transferring scripture to the screen. It's done in a very creative and tasteful way, and a way that supports the narrative of the story, the overarching story that he's telling with all these different characters, many biblical, many not biblical, not found in the Bible, not unbiblical, but just not found in the Bible. And in order to support a story that spans the course of 7 seasons of 56 hours of television, you're going to need to start creating other characters that kind of, you know, fill in some of the blanks through, you know, studying in history scholarship, which he and his team have done quite marvelously.
And to both of you, we cannot thank you enough for what you've brought to all our homes around the world, how you've touched so many people. I mean, who would have thought 200 million downloads, 50 languages? And I was talking with Daryl Eves in Dallas here several weeks back, and he said, Bill, we'll be at 1 billion before the end of the year. And I believe you guys will be.
Wow.
Yeah, is that cool?
Fingers crossed.
That's great.
That's awesome.
Amen. Jonathan and Elizabeth, thank you so much for the time. We appreciate it. Wish you all the best. God bless.
Thank you, Bill.
At Total Wine & More, save big on what you love this December with hundreds of deals. Get up to 35% off over 200 different wines and spirits, including Cabernet, sparkling wine, single barrel bourbon, and so much more. These savings are huge, and even better, they're on top of prices that are already the lowest in town. Deals this good don't last long, so visit Total Wine & More to find yours. Love what you find at the lowest price, only at Total Wine & More. Drink responsibly. B21.
Packages start at $29.99 a month with signed agreement. Restrictions apply. Speak to a representative for complete offer details. See Vivint.com for license details. Terms and conditions apply.
Homeowners, if you're looking for the best in home security and smart home technology at a price you can actually afford, we have great news. Now you can get Vivint's award-winning home security systems starting at about $1 a day. U.S. News and World Report has recognized Vivint as the best professionally installed home security system of 2022. And right now, you can get Vivint's home security technology for about $1 a day. Plus, get free professional installation from a licensed technician. Protect your home and loved ones for as low as $1 a day. Call right now for your free home security consultation.
800-584-2518. 800-584-2518. 800-584-2518. That's 800-584-2518.
I wanted to know why some people who get COVID-19 get it so bad. I found out it may be because they have a high risk factor, such as heart disease, diabetes, being overweight, smoking, and asthma. Even if symptoms feel mild, these factors can increase your risk of COVID-19 turning severe. So if you're at high risk and test positive, there are things you can do, like asking your healthcare provider if an authorized oral treatment is right for you. Learn about an option at treatcovid19.com. This message is sponsored by Pfizer.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
What are you going to do with your old car? You can try selling it, you could junk it, or you could donate it to Heritage for the Blind. Your car will be towed away for free, and your donation is tax deductible. Just call 1-800-785-9618. Heritage for the Blind accepts cars, vans, trucks, and boats. It doesn't matter if your vehicle runs or not. It will be towed away for free, and you'll be supporting those that need help. Heritage for the Blind is a nonprofit organization that helps the visually impaired live fuller lives. Call right now to donate your car, and as a special thank you for calling, you'll receive a free 3-day vacation voucher to many exciting locations. Call Heritage for the Blind right now, 1-800-785-9618. Donating is easy, and your vehicle is towed away for free. Plus, you'll get a free vacation voucher. Call now, 1-800-785-9618. That's 1-800-785-9618.
We're back with you, America. Great to have you with us, sharing a part of your day. For more info on the show, you need to check us out, BillMartinezShow.com. Well, Moonrise is a new Affirm original movie that showcases the power of faith and family. The latest Affirm original movie, Moonrise, will premiere exclusively on PureFlix just in time for Christmas. The new film is about faith and forgiveness and tells a captivating story about one family's struggle to heal. The emotional core of the new film, Moonrise, stems from a personal experience that the writer relates. And we're going to be talking with country music star Granger Smith, who has, if you know anything about Granger Smith, in a way he kind of reminds me, and this is an old school deal because it goes back to my early radio days, Granger, with Harry Chapin. Harry Chapin had such a vast career, and when I was asking him one time why he did so many things, he said, I was afraid that I might forget something and regret something that I missed in life. And it seems that your life journey has been similar. I mean, it's not enough that you're a country music star, but you have this alter ego, Earl Dibbles Jr. You sing, you're a songwriter, a radio host, a country music, award winner. I mean, what is it that you don't do?
Oh, Bill, well, man, first of all, what a great voice you have. That is just, wow, what an intro. And I love your voice. I love your show. So thanks for having me on. And I don't know. These days, I'm really have opened myself up to whatever opportunity arises. And I think that has put me in a pretty special place to be able to say, you know what, I'm not going to discount anything that comes my way, because you just never know.
Yeah, exactly. So tell us about Earl Dibbles Jr. How did this come about?
Yeah,
only because we set it up and people are going to go, Earl Dibbles, yeah. Okay, tell us the story. Okay.
Yeah, it's strange. It's a strange story, but it was in 2011. I was trying to promote new music that was coming out, and my brother and I were working on trying to get something to go viral on YouTube, because around 2011, it was a really big deal to get something to go viral on YouTube and then direct back to the music. And so I had this funny character, this ultra country boy character, yeah. And we filmed this little 3-minute video of him with overalls and a white tank top. And he, he was running around on the ranch and doing his funny thing. But
we didn't really realize that it was going to go as viral as it did. And it ended up going really viral all over YouTube. I had to write a song for him, made a music video. Then that went viral. And then it's just become part of the stage life and part of the performance that we've done for the last 10 years.
You got to imagine for some people, I mean, fortunately, country folk aren't that sensitive. In some circles, it would be politically incorrect, right? That's kind of like me as a Hispanic going Cheech and Chong on you or something, you know?
That's a great point that that country folk are not that sensitive, because a lot of people at the very beginning said, "Oh, this is going to offend a bunch of people."
Yeah.
And I said, "Well, I said, we are those people, you know. We can shame on us if we can't just laugh at ourselves for a little bit." And sure enough, that's what people wanted to do.
Yeah, that's what we love about country folk, no doubt about it. My first radio gig, believe it or not, was at a country station. And I just so appreciated Granger, you know, the artist, the heart. Gosh, I remember one radio station, Winona Judd came out, there were like 300 people standing in line. They knew she was going to be there at the station. And she sat there, greeted everybody, took pictures. You know, that's what country artists do. They connect with their fans.
Yeah, we connect and we learn from each other. So the younger artists will learn from the older artists who've learned from the generations before them that our songs are stories about the people. And so the way to get the good songs and the good performances are to connect more and more with the people, with the source. And I love that about country music.
Exactly. Granger, Moonrise, there's a backstory there that the writer tells about. Share with our audience this true story and what inspired this movie.
Yeah, so the story is about a country singer whose wife passed away 2 years prior to when the movie starts. And so by the time the movie starts, he's just this grumpy guy. He's no longer plays music. He no longer writes songs. He's raising three kids. He's trying to preserve the ranch that he's slowly losing and needing to sell off because he has no more income. And he just has no way to find redemption or restoration. He has no practical way of getting out of this grief. Now, the interesting thing about it is it's actually parallels the real story of the director and her father and losing her mother. And so in the movie, my character's daughter, is essentially the director and what the role that she played in her real life. And the daughter is the one that kind of softens dad's heart and brings him back into a awareness that he doesn't have to always control everything. He can open up and be sentimental, and it's going to be okay.
And like you say, this is a story that a lot of people can relate to, because in grief, sometimes you can get stuck there and you're not moving forward. And, I think if you've lived life long enough, you've experienced a certain level of grief, but this character that you play is so relatable. I mean, you're a country music star. You've got this alter ego character. You're having fun. And now they put you on the big screen and man, it's all on you, buddy. No pressure, right?
It is so much pressure. Yeah. To, you know, being on the set and shooting this movie and just, you don't want to be the guy that messes it up for everyone else. You don't want to be the guy that delays this perfect, beautiful sunset shot because you're forgetting the words or you're mumbling through the wrong parts. You don't want to be that guy. And so, you definitely feel that kind of pressure. And also the pressure of just being a relatable character because like you said, this is a guy that we could all look at and we go, yeah, been there. Or if someone has not been through grief, they will. And that's kind of what you're alluding to, Bill, is that you live long enough, you will. It's not a matter of if, it's just when.
Yeah, and it's how do you get out? And this story, as I said, is going to be so relatable because I believe it's going to be healing, Granger, to others who are stuck in their grief and they see this process. Yes, it's a movie, but I got to tell you, maybe you're surprised at the end of the day and saying, God, I didn't know I had it in me, to play this character. But I really see this as being a healing catalyst for so many people out there who find themselves in a similar position.
That's definitely my hope. And I'm at the point in my career when I don't want to do much of anything unless I know that it matters. It matters to at least one person, and at least one person out there could see Moonrise and go, you know what? I'm that guy. I'm stuck. I'm stuck in my grief. I'm beyond the point of mourning, and now I'm into just a self-deprecating depression. And there's a difference between those two things, and it's time to – I don't have to move on, but I can move forward. And I just hope that there's someone out there that goes, that's me. That's what I'm going to do.
Yeah, because in that situation, as you say, it's not very appealing. You're not very attractive. You can wear people out. And, that's pretty heavy. And it takes a unique individual with an inordinate amount of grace and love and compassion to come alongside someone who is suffering. In this particular case, your daughter is your redemptive angel, so to speak.
Yes. Yeah, that's exactly right. It's just how much proof is that we just need each other in humanity. We just need each other. Even this strong father just needs the compassion of his little daughter to help break the ice.
Yeah, go figure, huh? The go kids, figure. What they bring to truth. And like you said, you know, God brings people into our lives. It could be our children. It could be somebody who's so doggone irritating, but they have that golden nugget. They bring that word from God that, you know, finds its mate, so to speak, as the Bible says. And just you have that, oh, yeah, moment. And now you're on the other side of it.
That's just so true. We, you know, in America, we don't like to say this word, but the word is surrender because it sounds like weakness, but it's not weakness. It's actually an action that's required from us in obedience to our creator, in obedience to God. We surrender to him and say, God, you're sovereign. You have purposed. You have set aside me and you have planned this. And so instead of asking why, God, why did you do it? Then we start asking, what do you need from me, God? What are you trying to show me in this?
Amen. You know, either the editors did a really great job or it was natural, but the chemistry that I picked up on the movie was extraordinary. Tell us a little bit about that. Did the editor fool me?
I would sure like to think that it was just natural chemistry, but it's my first movie, so I don't know. But there was a nice chemistry between the cast. We were all friends. We became friends quickly, and just really enjoyed the whole being in Blanco, Texas, and being in those hills and being in that environment. It was just nice for all of us.
Well, the movie Moonrise premieres on the 15th. PureFlix is really blessing its audience with great Christmas production pieces like this. You know, so congratulations to the team at PureFlix for making all this happen, for the team that came together for Moonrise. As we wrap things up, we got about a minute left here, Granger. What do you want the audience to get from Moonrise?
Well, I just want someone to accidentally stumble upon this film, you know, especially someone that's never heard of me or my music career or has anything to do with me at all, but they stumble across this film and they just say, you know what? That's me or that's Dad. And Dad needs to see this film or that's my brother. You know, my brother needs to see this film because he is this character, Will Brown. And the ultimate ending of this film is just for us to know that there is hope, that we could grieve with hope, especially as Christians. That's what we're promised, that we grieve with hope.
Granger Smith, you're awesome. Congratulations on the movie, your debut on the big screen. I'm excited for you. I'm excited for the audience to take in this redemptive message that I believe is going to be so powerful and timely for this great season ahead.
Thank you so much, Bill. I appreciate the kind words.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at mysolarbackup.com.
Hi, this is...